Now, after all that I've said, coming back to the chief theme of the lecture read here today, I wish to remind you of the expressions employed several times in defining man, namely, real man and man in quotation marks. And in conclusion, to say this: although the real man, who has already acquired his own eye, and the man in quotation marks who has not, are equally slaves of that same greatness, the difference between them, as I have already said, consists in this: that since the attitude of the first toward his slavery is conscious, he acquires the possibility, even while serving the all-universal actualizing, of applying a part of his manifestations, according to the providence of great nature, to the attainment of imperishable being, whereas the second, not cognizing his slavery, serves during the entire process of his existence merely as a thing which, when no longer needed, disappears forever.